This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
We're learning a lot about the mostly hidden inner workings of this economy as this crisis works its will on us. Today's example, the supply chain, specifically for us right now, the food supply chain. There was the initial stockpiling thing. There's a looming meat shortage, if reports are to be believed, and dairy farmers are dumping millions of gallons of milk because they can't get it to market. So we got Beth Ford on the phone. She is the CEO of Land O'Lakes. Yes, butter, but really the whole dairy industry is in her portfolio. Ms. Ford, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I'm sure this is not the first time you've been asked this question or asked to clarify, but there will be listeners to this program who think of Land O'Lakes and they think butter. But you are so much more than that. Give us the 30 seconds, would you?
30 seconds. We're a Fortune 200 ag and food business, but we're also a 100-year-old cooperative. And we literally start right back to the farm. We are owned by farmers. We start with Winfield Technologies, our seed crop protection business. We have our Purina business. And then we have our dairy business, started in 1921 mm-hmm. by Upper Midwest dairy farmers trying to get power in the channel, get their sweet cream butter into the population centers in the east, and they formed a supply cooperative, which are those other elements, the seed crop protection and the animal nutrition business.
Man, there's a lot in there. You've done that 30-second spiel before. Let me unpack it a little bit, and I want to talk about you in the heart of agriculture and the supply chain, because as you surely know, we have hog farmers in big trouble, and we have reports of dairy farmers having to pour milk down the drain. What is your level of concern about your constituents in the cooperative and in your supply chain?
This is a very challenging time for agriculture. I start always by saying, you know, one of our pillars of our national security is our safe, affordable food supply, and that remains the case. What you see is distortion and disruption caused by COVID. Most significantly, if you think of the dairy side, restaurants aren't open, schools aren't open, et cetera. And so where does that milk go? Well, you don't just turn the cow off, right? So it's not that we don't have enough food in the country. We do. It's not that we don't have production. We do. It is that there's a disruption in the value chain or the supply chain, because what we've seen is a significant drop in prices at the farm level.
Right.
So that means the price that the farmers are paid is much lower.
Are you satisfied, back to sort of your corporate job, as it were, are you satisfied with the level of support and assistance that the federal government is giving your sector, agriculture and dairy in particular?
I'm concerned. I mean, I think that it's a prioritization issue. This is why I say this is a priority for our national security. I'm not sure that we have enough support at this point. We probably don't. We're going to have to go back again. You can see it right now with these shutdowns within the value chain.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't about mm-hmm. a handout. This is about trying to make sure that we are stabilizing the operating environment for our farmers, our growers, our producers, so that they can get to the other side.
Let's talk about the other side for a second, and then I'll get out of your hair. If we have another, look, I'm making this number up, but if we have another 4 months of supply chain disruptions, maybe 6 months, and dairy farmers having to dispose of their products before they get to market, are your co-op members going to be able to survive?
Will all of them? Likely not. Will many of them? Yes. We continue to invest in innovation and in partnership with our members to try to make sure that the money that we make on the goods that we sell goes back into their pockets in the form of patronage or dividends and allows them to strengthen their operation.
Does the piecemeal nature of things starting back up again concern you? I mean, one of the great strengths of the American economy has been a solid and consistent supply chain, and now it's going to be disrupted in fragments depending on literally where you are. Does that worry you?
It does. I mean, I also sit on the Business Roundtable Board, and many organizations have recommended to the administration some level of standardization about what the policies are. So this kind of rolling opening, I certainly understand that. That's actually less the concern. It's more about the consistency of policies so that businesses can react to that. Some level of standardization will be important for an efficient value chain going forward.
Beth Ford, she is the CEO of Land O'Lakes. Ms. Ford, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.